This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Hey, hello, welcome.
Yes, welcome.
We're here.
We are here and we're queer. We're here at Joy 94.9. with Yanni and Jono.
That's correct. We are in the building.
Living Life Single, right?
Absolutely. What a week.
It's been a week, actually.
I know. What are we going to chat about today? I wonder what things will be uncovered today.
Who knows, Jono? But you know, the topic for today's, and we've all done it as single people, is, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I'm the only single in the room.
I know how that feels.
We all do, right? It's fun at times, but today's all about how we cope when we're the only single in the room and the experiences that we've had.
And preparing.
Preparing for when you do need to go somewhere and you are the only single in the room, because it'd be a bit full on.
Correct.
But you've got a good little story, I think, Jono, coming up. Is that right?
Well, you know me, I've got all the stories, but we can chat about that.
Yeah, exactly. Right after this, Joy 94.9. Everybody, somebody you know, but tonight I'll be leaving alone, yeah. I just wanna be straight with you. Let me strap it on, I can't tap the tone. Got something I want, yeah, girls just wanna have fun, and I'm just hoping that you'll notice me. It's not something I can change at the end of the day. All the good boys are gay, always. Don't get your hopes up, maybe it's a beautiful shame to say. All the good boys are gay. I'm tired. Just wanna have fun, and I'm just hoping that you'll notice me. It's not something I can change at the end of the day. All the good boys are gay.
Joint 94.9 with Johnny and Jono, and we're living life single. We are indeed. And that was the incredible Australian artist known as Bex, and All the Good Boys Are Gay. And we are gay as today, Johnny.
100%. I wouldn't have it any other way. It is one of those days today, right? One of those days. But Jono,
yes.
before the song, mm-hmm. we were talking about being the only single in the room.
Yeah. Wow.
And and it's something which every single person has to endeavor at some point.
Yeah.
And it's about how we're going to cope with that, and what do we need to do, and what that's like for us and everyone else there.
Correct. And preparing. As I was saying.
So what do you mean about preparing? Tell me about this. What?
It just depends. Like, so if you're in a doctor's room or a dentist waiting room, so you're not really going to strike up a conversation with someone because people probably don't want to speak to you.
Yeah, right.
But I'm thinking that, in preparation for maybe you're going out to the theatre or a concert, we can take that as the room at the moment maybe. And use that as an example.
Big room, yes.
I like to dress like full on, like get glammed up and wear something like really out there and garish. You know, I've got a lot of sequin in my wardrobe and often
like what kind of sequins?
Full on, like sequins. Like I've
sequin
got
what?
Sequin blazers, but not, they're from a brand called Jack London. He made a few, many, many years ago, and I've kept them. I've had some custom
made. What happened to Jack?
Oh, I don't know. Jack, where are you?
Like I liked Jack London. It's gone.
I know. It was, like I used to fit into it, but not anymore.
But, he was a tighter fit, right?
talking about the sequins. but I like to wear something like that. I've got quite a few different sort of, custom-made things as well from a local designer in Melbourne. And I like to feel like, if I'm going out and I'm going to prepare to go out and I'm going to be going out on my own, I own it. I prepare. I'm like, okay, I'll have maybe a little drink at home. I'll get an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not already staying over at a hotel or something like that. So I make it an experience for myself.
Yeah.
And you don't always have to do that because not everyone can afford to do that.
Mm.
But I like to make it into a night and dress myself up and be a talking point, like a focal point. Give them something to talk about.
Center of attention.
Yeah, well, I think that's also the Leo in me.
Yeah.
But I like to go out and give people a conversation, like, and they'll go, oh my God. Like,
is that what they're calling it now, conversation, right?
They'll be like, what are you wearing? Like, oh my God, you look so fabulous. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And
so is that so then people don't ask you if you're here by yourself or?
They don't, I don't think they need to. And like, I went to a concert really and I just sort of connected with a few people there and we're there because we connected over the artist.
And do you think about, oh my God, I'm the only one single? Like, is that something in your
brain,
ether brain that you're thinking that you're thinking about at all?
I guess it would cross my mind. Like if I have to get out the Uber, maybe if I am all glammed up or something and I've got to make that walk to the entrance or the venue and I'm like, oh no, people are going to stare at me and they're going to ask questions why I'm dressing up like that and stuff. It's on my mind, but as soon as I get to a venue or somewhere like that and I start talking with someone, you know, you just instantly connect and over something. Even if, like, for instance, at this particular concert I went to recently, I'm chatting with the bouncers outside before they open up the door and having a conversation. And it doesn't become a thing. And you kind of then relax into it. And then you go in and everyone's there for the same reason. To be fair, if I wasn't a doctor's or a dentist waiting room, I would probably still spark up a conversation with someone if there was someone there just to... Because I don't like uncomfortable silence. But then when I'm home, I just like silence.
Okay. So like silence when you're there. That's great.
Yeah.
It's interesting how if you look at TV shows, especially American TV shows, there's this whole stigma of have you got a date? Have you got a date? Have you got someone to go with? All that kind of jazz. Because heaven forbid that you might go to a wedding by yourself, that you might go to... a party by yourself,
christening or something like that.
Just something like there's this always you see who's your date, right? But sometimes you don't have a date.
Yeah.
And for me, I rarely have it.
Oh, we need to get you past date number one.
Yeah, well, we've already discussed that, right? That's yeah. That's a challenge, right? That's a
if you've listened in before, you'll know that's a challenge.
Indeed, it's a challenge. Look, way more talk.
Yes, I'm excited.
Right after this, you're on Joy 94.9.
Celebrate your singledom with Living Life Single here on Joy.
You're with Yanni and Jono on Living Life Single. And before, we've been chatting about entering a room or a situation or a scenario.
Scenario.
And being the only single person there. And I just talked a little bit about preparing, how I would prepare in an environment sort of like a concert or a gig. But Yanni, I know you do a lot with your family.
Mm.
And you kind of get this added pressure with a lot of sort of family, Greek family events, right?
Well, okay. I don't know if it's a lot of added pressure that my family gives me or the pressure of myself. So, like, I don't know. Like,
spit it out, mate. Come on. I'm joking.
I think, like, my family has accepted the fact that I'm gay.
Yeah.
Especially my cousins and all that generation. Okay. The more senior generation probably hasn't as well as I would have liked. Don't get me wrong, my mum's amazing. She wants me to marry a gentleman and live happily ever after. I've yet to turn up to a family event with someone. Not yet for a whole lot of reasons, but anyway. but I'm just thinking even just with... you know, say Easter or yeah. with or just with a birthday or something. I look around and there was a time when my cousins were in relationships, my sister was in a relationship, and I wasn't. And it didn't bother me until I started thinking about it,
yeah.
that I was the only one
yeah.
there.
So tell me, how do you prepare for that then when you walk into an environment like that with family?
I don't, because I've never known any other way. So for me, it's just kind of like, this is it. And everyone kind of expects that's the norm.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if that's just a bit sad. but I think, so I guess I'm kind of okay. But in other events... I'm a lot older now, so no one asks me anymore whether...
they know. They probably know better.
I think they do know yeah. better, or they kind of just like, oh, well, that's the way it is. But also maybe they don't want to know.
Yeah.
So they want to probably protect themselves yeah. rather than me. But I think in terms of preparation for a family event... there's not much there because everyone kind of knows, right? So, and no one asks me because I tend to be quite open
about it.
Yeah, with them if yeah. I'm went on a date or something. But yeah. I think it's just the accepted norm now. So I've probably been single for a very, very long time, but probably too long. So, I think it's just the expected norm when it comes to the family.
Yeah.
So no real pressure at this point.
Oh, nice. Okay. So what else was I going to say? I was reading something where you could flip it on its head. So if people are going to ask that question, because we've kind of touched on this before about people asking you that question and how yeah. you take that. And is that something to ask someone, you know, if that's okay to ask someone? That kind of comes into play when you do walk into a room and people might expect you to be with someone, but you're not. But then, you know, if they're with someone, you can flip it on the head and just, you know, just say, oh, you know, how long have you two been together? You seem happy. Or is that just for show? Yeah. Like, is that just for me? Like, you don't have to do it because of me. Just carry on arguing, you know? Or there's so much, you know, so much you can say to sort of get around it. But I feel quite confident walking into a room, you know, out on my own and preparing for it.
Do you do a lot of family events?
We do. There are some events that I've been to that are sort of extended family, mm-hmm. and they're quite heavily religious, but they're all accepting of me, and I guess I'm the token when yeah. I turn up, because it's a lot of macho, Latino guys that are yeah. there and very religious people. But, you know, it's me, it's Jono, it's the guy that's, you know, funny and what have you. But, you know, I get comments that, you know, I get some comments.
Do you feel that you have to rock up with someone at a family event, or do you feel totally okay to rock up by yourself?
No, I'm totally fine to rock up by myself and just enjoy it, because then, and again, I think we've kind of touched on it and it's great, but then I can leave or stay whenever I want to.
Yeah.
If I'm not driving, I can drink whatever I want. I can eat whatever I want without someone taking it from my plate and sharing it. You know, like there's those couple things where...
Oh my God, yes.
And I've seen it with my siblings and stuff with their partners and husband.
Do not eat off my plate.
It's like, do you want some chips? No, I don't want any chips. It's fine. You sure? No. And then you come back with chips and they take some off your plate. Like hot chips even. So it's like, what the hell? So I can do whatever I want without having to answer to anyone. So I'm fine. I walk in there with my head held high. I'm like, no one is, I'm not answering to anyone today apart from myself. And if I need to leave or stay, I can. And no one's going to be holding me to ransom.
What do you reckon, like, the pressure is that we, single people, place on themselves to take someone to a family event?
I think it's a background, and that's why I was sort of delving into is it a thing in the Greek community, maybe?
I think if you're straight.
Yeah. Yeah, to have a partner or something.
Yeah. I think definitely, I think no more than anywhere else.
Okay.
But definitely we would, and I would sort of get it more, probably more my sister was probably getting asked a lot more, like when she was younger, and certainly me, but not so much now. So I don't think that's a big thing. It probably maybe was back in the 80s and
90s and noughties,
but now I think in terms of culture, for my culture, I don't think this is bigger deal for my experience. It's not as big as a deal as it probably used to be.
Yeah,
but it's not to say that our listeners, Jono, do not experience that with their culture and rocking up to family events being single, especially maybe if you're a woman, maybe that's got a lot more of a stigma attached to it than say two single men.
Correct.
Depending on age as well.
Well, do you know what? I think if people are listening out there and they have an experience or they have a comment, they should definitely get over onto social media on Instagram.
Yeah.
Living Life Single. Send Yanni the message, because he always sends it back to me as well. He's still learning the old social media stuff, but
I know.
Send it through Living Life Single.
So a lot more chat straight after this.
This is Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Joy 94.9, this is Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono. Do you know what I've realized, Jono?
What?
Every time, like, I do some announcing and I want to say, this is Living Life Single. And you've probably heard me say that a couple of times. And because I've got you on the brain, I've got... Oh, Jono on the brain, and I want to
Singo,
say
Jono.
Singo, Jono.
Singo.
And that's the thing. You know, today, Jono, we are talking about how to cope with being the only single person in the room, right?
Yeah.
And we all do it. We all, you know, rock up and we're by ourselves sometimes and it's not...
Or all the time.
Or all the time. all the time. And I think it's different in different... Ain't different for different people in different scenarios. And I totally understand that our listeners out there find it hard to walk into a room and being the only single in there. And it can be really hard. It is sometimes. Yeah. I don't think about it a lot, so that makes it easier for me. Right. So I think that's the trick, right? Just don't think. Just don't think in general, right? Just
I feel like that's what we've been doing today.
Today, oh God. I know, right? I think we did a lot of thinking before the show and then now we're
and now we're just it's just dribbling out. I don't know. No, it's not. No, sorry. It's not. Back on track. Sorry.
We are completely back on track.
Yeah.
The question is, when you go to, say, a party with friends, Jono, has that happened to you when you've gone to a party, you've rocked up by yourself, you've got the alcohol, you're there, and then everyone else is in a relationship?
Oh, gosh. Years ago it had. When I was living in Leeds in the UK, I went to a party and there are lots of couples.
Yeah.
Gay couples, guys.
Yeah.
But I kind of like that because, I don't know, I'm not a homewrecker.
Right.
But yeah. I kind of like that everyone's just like, God, this guy's single. And like, you know, and back then, you know, being a bit younger and a bit slimmer and a little bit more like, you know, attractive, as everyone is when they're a bit younger.
Mm.
You know, I just felt really good. And I used to I wasn't going in to split anyone up, but I just love being like the single sort of like Jessica Rabbit kind of vibe. You're walking in and it's like, I'm single, babes. Like, I can say and within reason, I'm not going to try and split anyone up. But, like, I'm just me. And if you find me attractive or my personality attractive and you're talking to me, then I'm sorry, you've got a partner right there. Then go to them. Like, but I like walking in. Nowadays, it's different because I don't socialize too much. I have two good friends in England.
Yeah.
I have a couple of key people that I hang out with. We're friendly, I think.
Yeah.
But, like, if we go to an office party or work outing, and there's like a team that I hang out with a lot, then, you know, some of them are single anyway. There's a couple of gay guys and they're partnered, but, you know, the girls, there's a couple of girls there that are like my single gals as well. So,
do you know what it sounded like, Jono? Sounds like what you're, especially back then, but maybe now, like, you're owning your singledom.
I think
You were embracing it back in the day and you're probably still embracing it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key here, is that we're single. We know it can be a bit tough walking into a room alone, but it's that kind of, I'm going to love this.
But also I think in general, just walking into a room, you know, whether it be in a work environment or traveling or anything like that, there's a time that everyone has to do that, even when they're in a relationship. And what does that look like? You know, they're not with that person, so they've got to do something on their own for once. So it's kind of like, welcome to our world. We do this every day. And I wonder, you know, if people are listening out there, how they feel about that. So let us know. And you can flick us a message on Instagram. We're Living Life Single.
Best way to do
it. Jono loves a message in his box. or you can text in. But I think I am just getting used to it.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just I am kind of owning it. And I could be, it's kind of become a second nature thing to me now. I'm not overthinking it. I'll just go if I have the energy or can be bothered to an event or last night I got invited to a house party. There's going to be a lot of gay couples there or thruples and whatever else. And it's sounds like an orgy.
Yeah, really. Right.
It's not. It's a housewarming party.
Do you reckon it's harder when you go to, let's just say a party and it's straight people? And they're all in couples. Do you feel your singledom more then?
I think, yes, you're onto something here.
Mm.
And I think it's because of the fact that, depending on how the other couples are, obviously the couple or the person that's invited you because you are you, Yanni, or me, Jono, or what have you, and they know us in some way. But I also don't want to be that token, there was a gay guy there. Like, he was fabulous. He wore sequins. Or, she was wonderful. You know, any one of our brothers, sisters, and theys, thems, or whatever in our community, I wouldn't want to be invited to an event to be a token anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not there to tick a box. I'm there. Like, and so I wouldn't want other couples to have that vibe. And I know, I don't think they would.
No, but I think it's easy for me anyway. I think it's easier to walk into a room single with members of our community.
Yeah.
Right? Because no one cares.
Yeah.
It's just whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit challenging when it is
straight couples.
Straight couples because it's a different vibe.
Also, a lot of people say that gay guys, it's unnatural, and gay guys are not going to be in relationships forever. They don't procreate and all that kind of stuff. So it kind of plays into their narrative, and I don't like that.
Yeah, and I don't like it. I don't like that narrative either. Yeah. I don't think that's entirely true. However, I don't like that sort of you're gay, single, it's okay. No, yeah. We still go through the same.
Yeah.
There are, as we discuss on this show, Jono, there's some great parts to it, and there's some
crappy parts.
Crappy parts to it. And I think it's just because if you are walking to a room full of straight couples, you're the odd one out for a number of reasons. A, you're you're the gay person, and you're the single person, and there's no one there to try and pick up. So no. It's just
well, look, never say never.
Who knows, right?
Stranger nowadays, things have happened.
This is true. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono on Joy.
And you are listening to Living Life Single with the main man himself, Yanni, and me, Jono, here on Joy 94.9. Oh. How about that?
How about that, Jono? We're almost at the end of another show.
Can you believe it?
I know. It goes so fast.
It's like a whirlwind.
It's insane.
Talking of, what are we at that point again?
This is like our favorite part, right?
I do. I really love it because, you know, we do text in that in the week, and it's normally just like, blah, 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 blah. Yep. But I really do like finding out genuinely what you've been doing. So it's where we, and you know what, we should get like a little jingle for this maybe in the future.
Yeah,
but when we just play it, it's like, what have you done well this week? Yeah. I don't know, something like
we'll figure something out. Absolutely. But for me, about the, you know, some of the not so great thing about being single this week,
yes,
was work was full on, and getting home over a couple of days and just like, oh, again, there was no one there. Yep. In that moment when I wanted just to sort of get it out or something. Yeah, to whatever it was, right? There was just no one there. And that sort of went on for like, especially the one night. And then it sort of carried on. The emotions, I think, carried on through the following morning. And then I was here at the Joy Studios doing some editing. And then I was just like a bit flat, but then it all changed. The good thing about being a single, and this is where it's brilliant, is that I texted a mate. He's like, you know what? I'm out for a walk. Come join me. I'm like, awesome. Nice. I have nothing on. So it's that having the freedom of, you know.
So you said you had nothing on. Now I'm in your diary or just you had no clothes on?
In my diary, young man. In my diary. I had nothing planned, right? Nothing. Well, I was naked here at Joy. Is that what you were thinking I was doing?
No, I don't know. Maybe the walk was a nature walk.
Maybe.
That was nice.
But yeah, so it was real. So that's, you know, being single means you've got the freedom to do what you want when you want. Yeah. And that really helped me out when I needed it to catch up with a mate and we went out for dinner. It was a great night, and I felt really great after that.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. That's what you How need. About you? What was great and not great?
Well, you kind of know some of it anyway because we talk, but not so great. Started the week with some news about my brother. Was very, very, very poorly. Mm. Actually sort of burst an artery in his nose after an operation. Mm. So it kind of went from bad to worse. And I think because my phone was on silent, I then sort of had an argument with my immediate family over not answering the phone, and I kind of took it out on them. I was tired, but I was also emotionally drained from work, and I just took it out on the wrong people. So and if you're listening, apologies. We will be talking soon, but you know, it's just it was that kind of vibe. And at work, I needed to clear something up at work. I wasn't enjoying that the way that that couple of weeks was. It was really, really busy in what I was doing, and I just felt like my new boss hadn't seen the right person that I am at work.
Even though
my old boss is still there, she's part of the team still, but I just didn't feel that was who I was portraying as the Jono that they are employing and I'm working with.
Yeah,
but the really good thing is it's kind of finished this week, and I matched with someone on Tinder.
Thank you. Yay.
It's still Living Life Single, don't you worry.
Yes.
But I just took the bull by the horns and said, let's just go for a walk. Let's get a coffee. And he came out to my location around that area. He went on like a nature walk.
Great.
And it was really good to just sort of catch up and
go on a date
and have a conversation. And before I finish, I didn't really know it was a date. It was he that used that word. And you know when you're wondering whether you are interested or if someone fancies you, he kind of said something about his friends not liking who he normally fancies. Mm. And I said, oh, well, what's your type then normally? And he just looked at me and he went, you?
Aww.
And I was like, oh, wow, like he is a smooth talker. And I was like, what, like a balding fat man? No, and he was, no, I'm not actually balding and fat. He was like, no, just a slight sort of chubby, like guy with a beard and... And I was like, oh, you know, I can live with that.
But still, you're going to be single for a while, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely, I am.
All right. It's been a great week. See you later, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Be safe. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.